Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. As always, you're invited. If you want to join the show, you can do that. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
We may be joined by Bonnie here in a little bit. Had an interesting but short day in court today for the Crypto 6. It was, weren't sure whether or not it was going to happen at all. We were waiting to see if Renee Spinella, my ex-girlfriend, was able to come back into court to finish her testimony that she started last week before she unfortunately caught COVID.
And ultimately, her attorney as well.
Yeah.
Wow. But ultimately, she was able to. I was surprised. I popped over next door at the Mighty Moose Mart to get something to eat and saw you in the other room or in the Bitcoin Embassy. I was shocked. I thought you had court all day. So
nope. We got out early because Renee was back. She tested negative for COVID. Her attorney, however, still had COVID, so he was not able to be in the room, although he was in a different room in the same courthouse monitoring through an online feed or in inter-court feed, I guess.
And okay, so they can do that. They just chose not to put it online. I mean, the infrastructure
is there. Oh, yeah,
okay.
They had cameras in that room.
Well, I knew they had cameras, but that's very different from being able to, like, have an audio feed, right?
They got it all wired up. They just chose not to.
They did choose not to, regrettably.
It's a real shame. It would have been great for this trial to have been streamed online for anyone who wanted to see, but the federal government courts have not wanted to have any kind of viewing. At least easily, they want you to have to physically come down there, pass through an invasive search that's more invasive than the TSA.
Is it?
Yeah, they take your cell phones.
Oh, see, I don't even take my cell phone in.
Because it's going to get confiscated.
Right. I know enough about the federal government to know I am not handing them my cell phone if I don't have to. And you can just leave your... That's what I don't get. If people know they're not going to be allowed to take their cell phones in, why isn't everyone just leaving
people
their cell phones in their car?
I think they don't know. And then they, you know, they find out when they get there. And then by that time, you're far away from your car. And it's, you know, cold outside. So you just leave it there. And then it's in the hands of the security goons. And you have no idea what they're going to do with it.
Probably nothing, but...
Yeah, you don't know. Purportedly, they just lay it on a table and then assign no numbers to it. So, like, even if they don't actually hook it up to a downloading device and image the cell phone while you're gone, which they could totally do
if they
wanted to.
You're not telling them they can't. You're literally handing them your device. If they want to search it, I mean, you've put it in their custody. They don't require any... Any special permission at that point, you've already given it.
If you, even if they're just laying it down on a table with other phones, the real reason not to do it beyond the concern about what they might do is that there's no security on this table. Like, when you give them your phone, they don't make a note and say, Aria Galaxy S20 or whatever, right?
Right.
Like, they don't give you a ticket that's associated with your number. They just say, okay, we're just going to leave it here. And so,
is amazing because I'm pretty sure the courthouse here in Keene did more than that. When I went through and I had my dog's prong collar in my purse, and they took it from me, obviously, because it's
so
metal and you can't have that or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they gave me some sort
of
sheet of paper and was like, you have to have this to pick it back up.
Right. Makes sense.
And this wasn't even like a phone or anything. It was just a stupid dog collar that I had forgotten about.
Right. Well, of course, they'll let you in with a phone in state courts in New Hampshire.
That's true.
That's okay here. But not in federal court. But they'll just leave it out there for literally for anyone who walks by is like, ooh, I need to upgrade. And just pick up and walk out. Now, in theory, they're on video, so it, in theory, could be investigated who picked up which phone. But
well, they could always say, oh, it was a mistake. It looks just like my phone.
They could have. Yes,
so,
exactly.
I wouldn't want to risk it. And they don't even have to take it off the table. They could just tell the guy, oh, yeah, that one's my phone.
And then they'll hand it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know. And they didn't write anything down. And chances are, when you're leaving, it's not the same security person who was there as you entered. So just do yourself a favor. leave your phone in your vehicle or in your friend's vehicle, however you get there. Don't take it in.
So today the prosecution wrapped up their case. There was only like 5 more minutes left with Renee that they had to wrap up. And then Mark Sisti, my attorney, cross-examined her. She did, a decent job while she was on the stand. And then that was it. That was the end of the prosecution's case. My attorney then filed in a few motions to dismiss, which you can do, and at that point in the game,
okay,
you know, you always try to dismiss them before the trial, which of course never works. And then what happens is, you know, the state, or the, in this case, the U.S. attorneys make their case,
right?
And the argument is they didn't make a case, they didn't show enough evidence, they didn't show any evidence in some cases, and they didn't meet the burden of reasonable doubt at all. Like, they didn't even meet X, Y, and Z requirements for these various
charges. So some
of these
things should not go to a jury, and the judge should summarily dismiss them.
Correct. That's okay. The argument at this stage in the game.
How do you feel about it? Obviously, nothing is certain.
No, I mean, I'm not optimistic. You know how judges are. I mean,
they are part of the state, right?
Right.
That's what a lot of people fail to understand. And many of them, perhaps, try to be impartial, but ultimately, you are asking the state to determine whether or not the state is correct.
Yeah, and you could see the judge was already in the motion hearing where both sides were arguing what, you know, Sisti put in the motion to dismiss, and then the other side said, well, you don't dismiss it because of this and that. And you could tell the judge was reaching to try to make excuses to keep the charges in play, even though they're just so weak. I mean, their case is so shoddy.
These charges were trivially easy to have dismissed.
You would think. But again, as you say, he works for the government.
Right.
He's likely going to tote the government line as far as he possibly can. So we'll see. I mean, if he kicks a couple out, great. That's, you know, fewer things for the jury to look at, and it'll look bad if the jury comes back tomorrow and the judge says, yeah, I didn't think this particular charge or these two charges were worth continuing with, so I'm just going to toss those out. Now you only have 6 charges or whatever that you have to look at. That definitely would be a black eye to the prosecution, which is one of the reasons why it probably isn't going to happen. But if it does, that's great.
No, but to be honest and to be fair and to give credit where credit's due, I have seen from Judge LaPlante a certain reasonableness.
True.
That I don't expect out of judges.
Yeah, and I have said that before as well. During jury selection, he seemed to play it pretty straight up the middle.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been crazy with shutting down the defense at all. That hasn't happened, basically. There have been a few
objections. Well, your defense has yet to start, right?
But what I mean is, like, he hasn't, like, stopped cross-examination or anything like that. We haven't been given notice. We're not going to be allowed to call our witnesses. I mean, if you look at the Ross Ulbricht situation from 2015, which was also in federal court, although in New York,
completely different district, and New Hampshire is a very different beast from New York.
But you would think, like, federal court A, federal court B, how could it be that different?
Because the people, man.
Yeah.
I would expect to have a very different experience in Mississippi's federal court, too, mm-hmm. where it would be much more conservative in nature.
But how many of the people are from here, right? Like, I don't even know. Is this judge actually from New Hampshire originally? Is he a New Hampshire native, or was he transplanted here from somewhere else? So I imagine
he's
about
to have a
wiki, around.
But I feel, and I'm certain libertarians out there have looked him up, but I feel uncomfortable about doing too much research into the judge in my case, Maybe someone out there has looked into it and they know the answer.
He is a former prosecutor. That much I know, but I don't know from where. So
I mean, they all are, right? Isn't that the career path is, if they can't get into defense because they can't speak passionately, and this is what's required for a defense attorney. They have to be passionate.
Yeah, sure.
But a prosecutor doesn't have to be passionate. They just have to be able to stick to the rules and be, honestly, as boring and bland as possible.
And they are boring, let me tell you.
Yeah, Seth Afram was... Even though he mentioned my name just constantly, I was about to fall asleep on him because the material was interesting, but it was presented in such a droll and uninteresting way. It's almost a gift how the ability he has to be uninteresting and boring, right? Like, if he could monetize it. Oh, he did. That's why he monetized it and became a prosecutor.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess that's a valid career path for people who don't have any sense of morality, but for people who do, they might want to look into, I don't know, being a sleep aide. maybe.
So it's going to be on for tomorrow, apparently. They cut it out early today because, again, the motions to dismiss were made. The arguments were made. The judge has to take it under advisement. He didn't issue a ruling right then. So presumably we're going to get one by tomorrow morning as the various different sides are filing paperwork in the court right now to sort of supplement their motions. So we'll see. Again, not going to get my hopes up too much, but I think they've got a weak-ass case, and it's going to be interesting to see how the jury ends up deciding on this one. The defense begins tomorrow at 9 a.m. We got plenty of interesting things to talk about, including the new term for adult children. It's kidults coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. welcome to the show. The phones are open if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you notice some people in the background here tonight, we have the crew from the Ballad of the Crypto Six documentary film, the independent documentary that is here. I'd like to point out that I did not donate to this documentary. I was debating it. I was thinking, well, you know, should the Shire Free Church donate to the Ballad of the Crypto Six? We want to make sure they make their goal. They had a pretty lofty goal. I think it was like $60,000. And I was holding off just to see how it went because it wasn't going, like, there weren't a whole lot of people pouring in donations. But what ended up happening was looked like some crypto whales stepped up and, like, came out of the woodwork, basically. People who maybe didn't even really know that much about Free Talk Live. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, they were never identified. We just know them by a Twitter handle.
Yeah, there was one, at least, that was just an anonymous Twitter handle.
Right.
He's really
that
friendly.
Person gave some significant amount of Bitcoin, and then apparently more Monero donations came in later on. So I'm not sure what the total number of donations or what the total amount was, but it was enough to make this thing happen. So
I also did not donate anything, and like you, I considered it. Probably not to the extent that you did, but I did think, you know, I want to see this made.
Yeah, I think it's important, but I'm glad that people thought it was important enough to where I didn't have to step in. That's actually an indicator that this really is something people value. And so thank you to whoever you are out there that has made this production possible. I presume it's going to be really good. But
the trailer was really good.
Yeah, the trailer was entertaining as hell.
I think it's probably my favorite thing that has covered the Crypto Six. It's just really entertaining.
Ballad of the Crypto Six with the number 6.com is their website. So they've been shooting up here ever since the trial started, basically, getting footage from outside of the courthouse, doing interviews. I guess they just interviewed you today and Aria and Nobody as well. And I guess they're riding up with us to the courthouse tomorrow morning, Bonnie. So that's going to be happening. So it's been fun talking to these guys. They're a crew from Mexico, and they seem to really know what they're doing. So that's all I can say. If you want to check out their website, it's Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the number 6. Let's go to the phones here. Coming up, Luddite teens and the other story about kidults. This is the new term for adult children, people that are obsessed with, like, buying toys, basically.
Well, I feel like we all brought in stories about kids today, which is really not common for us three.
Well, are they... I guess we can get into
it. Sydney's on the line first, though, in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Sydney.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hello, everybody. I am calling from my car.
Before you go on, are you on like a speakerphone or a headset or something?
I am.
Can you undo that, perchance?
Sure. Give me one moment.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So real quick, I guess, on the story of the Luddites, I suppose. Now, are these people who are just, like, behaving childishly, or they have childhood hobbies, like buying toys and things like that? These aren't, like...
You're mixing them up. So there's the Luddites, which are people, teenagers that are against technology, and then there's the kidults, which are adults that are really into toys and acting like children.
But they're not, like, weird about it. Like, this isn't a sexual thing, right? They're
not
just,
that I am aware
like,
of.
I just like playing with toys or whatever for some weird reason. I mean,
that's
I get it.
Thing.
I'm a grown adult who plays video games, and it's not far removed video games from action figures. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, until a few years ago, I played Dungeons & Dragons, and you have little figurines in there. They're not exactly action figures.
Well,
but
we'll get into it. Sydney, are you back with us? Go ahead.
Yeah, how's the call quality now?
Better,
much
thank
better.
You.
All right, great. Thanks again for taking my call. Sure. I wanted to talk about the Crypto 6 case. I'm not surprised there are some powerful backers back in that documentary. You know, there's a lot of people, I think, that don't want to come forward or be associated, which is totally fine. Thank you, Ian, for taking this case as far as it's gotten. I've been following the coverage online at Free Teens. Mr. Penguin's been keeping transcripts as best as he can, it seems like.
Yeah,
sometimes
really.
They're a little bit hard to decipher, but it seems like the really good content is there.
Okay.
Something that really stuck out to me about the day six was this expert witness. I want to commend you guys for having encrypted software, you know, just the same way that you guys preach on the radio.
As I understand it, there was no expert witness.
Maybe
correct.
He means the special agent lady, because she kind of seemed like expert witness. Are you talking about
but
the
she
one
was
that...
not an expert. She was determined by the court to definitively
they
not
never even
be
called
an expert.
That lady.
No.
The
but
blockchain later,
okay.
lady
I think
never
he's
got called.
Confused of the special agent lady who went through your laptop.
Yeah, what are you referring to, yeah. Sydney? Can you be more, a little more clear?
I mean, in normal parlance, she would be an expert. It's just court.
No, she's not an expert.
It's court words that say she's not an expert.
She's just a bureaucrat who went through my laptop. That's all.
She knew stuff about her off the top of her head.
Yeah, from my reading of what Mr. Penguin said, it sounded like she was on the stand. His coverage does jump around a little bit, and he makes lots of commentary. But then it seemed like they deferred over to somebody else that said that they analyzed the hard drive that they got from the church's laptop.
That's right.
And then they mentioned that they had to send it off to Quantico, Virginia, in order to crack this encryption. And it took them, you know, two and a half weeks or something.
It took several weeks to crack. It was only an 8-character password. So certainly had it been, you know, 64 characters, they probably wouldn't have gotten it done by now. But it was a weak password because, honestly, there really wasn't that much of importance to me on that computer. Almost all the files were on the completely unencrypted computer in the studio as well. So it was, like, pretty much a mirror image.
And there's a trade-off between security and, you know, convenience. And obviously, any encryption is good, and an 8-bit character that's encrypted, 8-bit character password that's encrypted, is significantly superior to just an 8-bit password. However, I mean, this is something you have to enter almost every time you want to bring up your laptop to do anything.
Yeah, so
you don't want a full sentence every time you have to close your laptop lid.
Capital.
Sure,
and
but
numbers.
You know, it's a trade-off.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got super important information, then yeah, you better put it behind a much more complicated password because, you know, 8 characters ain't going to cut it for more than 4 or 5 weeks. They hammered away at that thing with a brute force, you know, dictionary attack or whatever it was, and they got in.
I love to hear that they had to do that and that you sort of made them go through that process because, you know, anybody's computer, if everybody did that, it would make a lot of their investigations a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that encryption is something that can protect people's privacy. There's a lot of benefits to it. So I was curious about how long the password was, so thanks for saying that it was 8. I am curious if it was just letters or if you included any extra symbols or anything like that.
I think letters and numbers, but that was it. So no symbols.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All righty. Well, yeah, once they take your hardware, you know, sort of all in their hands, and like Ross, for example, Ross Ulbricht, he got ambushed in a library,
right.
And they took his laptop while it was open.
Yeah, so then, his laptop was already unencrypted because he was in the middle of using it at the
Couldn't
time.
Couldn't
he
just
came
like
up,
quickly press off?
Snatched
held
him.
It
yeah,
down.
They surprised him.
Hmm.
You got to hold in the power button for a few seconds to get it to actually power down entirely.
I've heard that.
And when they point guns at you and tell you to put your hands in the air, hold on while I shut down my laptop.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was going to say, I've always heard that they got him in a library, but were they like pointing guns? Did they grab him? Or?
Well, we don't get to find out.
I think they made a distraction. They made a distraction and sort of caught his eye, and then somebody came and snatched the laptop out of his hands.
Wow.
What I heard, I guess, from like Wired. There are some defenses against that. I've seen online people have like USB drives.
I mean, if they want in, they're going to get in, man.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, and with Ross Ulbricht, they would have dedicated the amount of resources it took to get in there.
It's just nice to think that.
Just imagine how Ian's trial would have been if he had to sit in jail this whole time like Ross had to.
Yeah.
When he had to defend himself.
It would have been way harder to put together. Yeah, it would have been way harder to put together a defense from inside a prison cell. There's no doubt about it. Thank you, Sydney. I appreciate the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll continue here with the Kittle. It's coming up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. A group of more than 24 governors is calling on President Biden to end a pair of emergency declarations for COVID-19. 25 governors, including Florida's Ron DeSantis and Texas's Greg Abbott, signed and sent a letter to Biden. They asked the president to end both the national emergency and public health emergency declared during the pandemic. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of FTX, is headed back to a jail in the Bahamas. Reports over the weekend suggested Bankman-Fried would surrender to the United States. However, he instead demanded to see his federal indictment in court. Wall Street starting the week in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 163 points to close at 32,757. The S&P fell 34 points, while the NASDAQ dropped 159. Tim Berg, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you, including our social media server, which is social.freetalklive.com. Now, I don't know if you heard this, guys, but apparently Elon Musk, his eminence, the supposed free speech absolutist, has made a new policy for Twitter that says that if you're promoting one of the competitors...
They did roll that back.
Oh, really? They did?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I thought that was really bad.
That you would be banned.
Due to extreme backlash. You moron! What did you...
Yeah.
How... See, this is why I think that the allegations that we hear about Elon Musk in regard to, not Starlink, the other one, Tesla.
Neuralink? Oh, Tesla.
Tesla. And, you know, former employees and current employees who don't admit their identity, saying that, you know, part of their job was to control Elon Musk's man-child impulses. When I hear that, I think, okay, there's a decent chance this is just blown out of proportion.
Right, because they said that about Trump, too. Yeah, it's like, what are the odds? Like,
that they're just sour employees. They were fired, and they're salty. However, then you see stuff like this, and this is the behavior of an impulsive man-child who did not think this through at all.
I did think this was really, really in bad taste. I've never heard of any other social media platform doing that.
No, it would be insane. 95% of the content on Facebook is stuff from
somewhere else.
Right. You know, Tumblr and Twitter, and the same is true for Twitter. It's all screenshots of Facebook and Tumblr and TikTok and whatever else.
You know, I think there wouldn't have been as much backlash. I would personally think it was wrong, but there wouldn't have been as much backlash if he just said, we're not going to promote NBC, all those, you know, New York Times, all of those, mass media things. I think people would have been like, yeah, let's do it.
So much for a free speech absolutism, though, right?
I don't know how very many people who are actually free speech absolutists. I can't believe he ever used that term.
You can find it at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, where we had another report come in recently.
I just click resolved on these things and keep... I don't know if you're referring to the same one. The other transphobic report, another one?
Yeah, so as administrators of social.freetalklive.com, Aria and I received these reports, and 90% of them come from users who aren't even on our website.
That's so annoying, man.
Because Mastodon, which is the system that we use, is federated, which means that anybody with a federated Mastodon elsewhere that has not disconnected from us for good is able to view our accounts, and we can view their accounts, and vice versa, and that's a cool thing. Like, that's a cool idea.
It is. It's great.
But when you get somebody who's got to stick up their butt about what somebody has said on a server that isn't even the same server they're on...
That's like you don't even have to look at that.
Right. But they find the report button, and they go over there, and they click that button, and they try to get somebody taken down because of quote-unquote transphobia. But you, the trans person who administers the site, you got to it before I did. And you just rejected the request.
What was the...
Right?
I just quit mark as resolved, which means no action is taken, and we just make it go
it's
away.
Resolved. But what was it about?
Is there someone claiming some user was transphobic? I don't even know if there was anything to it.
There was something to it. There was no trend. I mean, I don't care if it's transphobic or not. I want to get that out of the way, right? Yeah. Even if it was... Even he's up there saying trans people don't exist and should be, you know... Don't in prison or whatever. They're mentally ill. Fine. Whatever.
You can say that.
Yeah,
it's
you
fine.
Can say that.
If you don't like it, just ban... Not ban. Just block the dude. That's
right.
All.
Now, if he's out there saying, I hate trans people and I'm going to start going and killing them. Okay, well, that's something, you know, we should look into. But that's not what this is. That's a threat of violence, and that's a fundamentally different thing from someone just being transphobic. So I want to... Even if it was transphobic... I'm not going to do anything about it.
I don't even know if I would do anything about somebody threatening violence because it's like, okay.
If it was a real actionable threat, I don't know what we would have to do.
Go ahead. Make yourself a paper trail of all your violence threats so it can be looked at by whoever it is that wants to. I mean, I'm not going to go and report it or whatever, but if somebody reported it to the police, then they would have a whole thread of this person's violent threats. I don't want to delete that evidence.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't delete it. I would probably consult with you about it. Like, hey, man, here's a thing that we may need to look into. But anyway, that's not what we're dealing with here. So someone arguing with, he pointed out to someone that it's not, no one owes you, in his words, allegiance to your gender ideology. No one owes you belief in your idea that gender is a spectrum.
That's
a true statement, right?
Yeah.
Not transphobic or not, it's a true statement.
Yeah,
not actionable.
So Mastodon, it isn't perfect. It is, you know, an alternative to Twitter. It's self-hosted. I like that. I like that it's open source. In theory, someone who wanted to go in and edit Mastodon's code could do that. We don't have those guys. We don't have the money to, you know, or the interest in paying them to do that kind of work. So we just have to deal with it as is. And unfortunately, that means that we have to deal with these stupid reports coming in. And as you said, you just kind of like... bypassed it or hit resolved or whatever. But it would be nice if we could write... First of all, it would be nice if we could ban people from off the server, reporting people on our server, and just never have to see them again.
That'd be
That's not an option.
But I mean,
it would be nice if we could write the guy back and just be like, stop snitching.
There's
no way to do it.
I have a dilemma about like going to the police that I've thought about for a long time. Like one time I was really into watching... it was the only time in my life that I was really into watching like true crime, like murder stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been thinking about that a lot. And I was doing Uber Eats, but I was taking a break from, like, the slowest part of the day, probably, like, 4. It was still daylight outside. And I just parked my car and was watching YouTube videos in my car on a road called, I think, Park Street in San Antonio off of Broadway, if anybody knows where that is. There's just lots of houses, and I think it's kind of cute. Some of the houses you can tell, like, somebody ghetto lives there, and it's not very well taken care of. And some of them are almost like McMansions. It's really cool. Anyways, okay. So I'm sitting by...
I haven't heard the term McMansion since the episode of King of the Hill.
That's where I always think of when I hear that term, and I think that's where I got it from. But anyways, so, but they're all, like, really cool, like, Spanish style, and I like it. But anyways, I was sitting next to some houses that weren't, like, that were a little, like, run down, but I didn't really care. Like, I always felt safe in San Antonio. And I was sitting there watching YouTube videos on my phone, and this man with, like, scars all over his head, and he looked crazy a little bit, and, like... He definitely had, like tattoos, so I'm just prejudging him.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Looked a little rough until...
Well, he's got tattoos on his head. That's...
Right.
That's a bit beyond, you know, your aria tattoos on your arm kind of thing.
And he came up, and he, like, waved to me from the window, so I rolled it down, like, an inch, and I was just like, hello? And he had, by the way, he had come out, like, when the house was right next to me.
Oh, okay.
And,
he was just checking
And I was... And that's the reason I even... talk to him at all, instead of, like, driving away. If he, like, just walked up from the street, I was just, like...
Too creepy if he walked
I thought maybe he wanted to know I was doing it at his house.
Yeah, sure.
So, I don't... Maybe it was dumb anyway, but I opened it, like, an inch, and he was like...
Was he like, want to come inside to see my mannequin collection?
It's almost like that. He said, hey, I was just wondering, I have a really cute dog, and I wanted to know if you wanted to come pet my dog.
Whoa.
I look at the house, the yard he pointed at, there was no dog in the yard. He was talking about,
that's
like, inside his house.
Creepy.
And I was just like, no thanks, I'm actually leaving, and I, like, drove away.
Oh, man.
And it was really...
Good save,
It was really creepy, and so, like, I always thought later, I was like, what if he's, like, a murderer? What if I called the police, and they went and investigated him, and then they found out he murdered lots of people in his house, and what if they never find him because I don't report him? And I was like, no, I'm not going to call the cops.
Like, I know.
You
inside,
I know.
You know. There's no crime there.
So that's what... I don't think there's any crime there, and I don't think that I should have, but what if he's killing people that way?
Did you call the police?
No. Okay. It was just like a, what if I needed to, and like this, what if I'm the only one that knows that he's a murderer?
Well, I mean, it's a tricky question,
what if
right?
You have an overactive imagination.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably wasn't. I mean, it sounds really,
really
wrong, right? Like, it definitely seems inappropriate to do something like that.
He could have brought the dog out.
He
like,
could have, yeah.
That would have been the way to approach this situation if he wanted to show you his actual dog.
For sure. It's very questionable, for sure. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll get into the kidults. What are they? They're people who are really into toys, but they're grown-ups. Apparently, this is a newer thing, and we'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Don't forget to check out Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. There at the top of the page, you will be presented with some introductory information and some information that might be a little more advanced once you get through the first parts. But if you only have 3 minutes, just watch that first video and you'll get some of the most important basic info down. You definitely want to do a little bit of research into this before you decide to actually get in and purchase your first cryptocurrency, whatever that might be. Maybe it's a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy 1% or less. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get
a whole Monero.
Yeah, Monero, Bitcoin Cash, Dash. There's so many different options out there. And some of them are available for purchase through Bitcoin.com as well. And they have their news site at news.bitcoin.com. We were just talking about the Twitter restrictions, which you say, Aria, they've walked back. Did they walk them back completely or part of the way? The restriction was that, according to Elon Musk, the new policy, if you were, quote-unquote, using your account to promote some other social media, that it would be suspended. Your account on Twitter would be suspended. They included Mastodon. They included Instagram. They included, I believe, Facebook as well, and several others that I hadn't heard of.
That's just so weird. Like, so many people have, like, their YouTube or their Instagram in their bio or whatever.
Well, some social media platforms were exempted, and some of them were not. Like, you could still promote TikTok.
Oh, interesting.
So presumably you could still share your TikTok, but that's the way this works, right? You create something on one social media platform, and then you share it to the others. I don't know why that's what we do, but that's what we do. But according to CNN here, Twitter has deleted, I don't know why they would use the term delete, the controversial new policy that banned links to other social media platforms.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know this had happened until it had already been, you know, undone. Less than 24 hours after it was introduced, it was undone.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I did see some walking back partially of Musk, where he was saying, I think it was some other conservative poster or something had said, well, no, it doesn't mean you can't share links. It just means you can't be constantly promoting the other site.
Oh, yes, because they have human beings there who are constantly monitoring people's feeds to see, okay, well, you've mentioned Mastodon in 46% of your last tweets, and that exceeds the 45% threshold. Well, so now we have to ban you.
That's what you mean. They have an automated system.
Right. We can absolutely trust an automated system, yeah. Right?
Well, that's why the Free State Project got banned the other day, because they were quote-unquote 13 years old. And that's because when they signed up for Twitter, they selected their birth date as 2009 or something like that.
Are you joking?
No, yeah. They got
banned. They're back now, but it did happen for like a whole day and a half.
No wonder libertarians love the Free State Project so much, though. They're 13, underage.
13 is a little young for most libertarians.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're saying they deleted the entire policy at this point. So it's over.
According to this, okay. It also deleted the tweet thread from the support account that had announced the policy earlier in the day.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's good that he's able to at least take feedback. Even though it was a rash decision, he was able to quickly take feedback and undo it. And look, the reality of course, Twitter is it is Musk's property. If he wants to get drunk and start making policy decisions and start banning people, you know, he can do that. It's his property and he can do whatever it is he wants to do.
I wonder if he'll really step down, because he said he would abide by the result, but I wonder if he's just going to be like, I don't want to.
Well, now you're talking about the other thing that happened, right? So, which is that, and I know you wanted to discuss this tonight, that Elon Musk has put up a poll about, I don't know, 24 hours ago or something like that, maybe a little longer than that.
It has expired. I think it was a 24-hour poll, and it has ended.
Hours. Yeah, and in this poll, he asked the question of should he step down as CEO of Twitter, and the majority of respondents said he should.
He's going to have some sort of, and he said he would abide
he did.
By the poll. However, what does that mean? I'm not a linguist, I haven't spent a significant amount of time thinking about whether or not one can abide by a poll without actually enacting the will as expressed by that poll. Like, can he abide the decision of the poll without actually stepping down as CEO of Twitter? I don't know.
Maybe he'll just say 7% is within the margin of error.
Yeah. Well, and it could come down to some, you know, misplaced comma, or I didn't actually put a comma there, so in reality,
Babylon Bee had a funny take on it. I saw their headline. I didn't read the article, but the headline was Musk declares victory or whatever thanks to write-in votes.
That is pretty good.
Mail-in votes.
I just wrote put Alex Jones in charge.
Yeah,
I just put yes, and I didn't offer an alternative. I mean, just from what I've seen of Musk since the takeover, like, I don't think he's cut out for this.
I think he's entertaining. I just voted no.
He is.
I didn't vote. You voted yes, and you voted no. I was like, I just don't care.
He's entertaining, but that doesn't mean I want him to be in charge of Twitter. I could just leave Twitter, yeah. But, like, I think Twitter would flourish under someone who was less of an impulsive man-child.
I know Alex Jones has InfoWars, but it's not Twitter. Like, if he owned Twitter, it would be the most interesting place on the internet.
Alex Jones?
Yeah.
I tend to agree with that. Make Alex Jones CEO.
Right.
He's been a successful businessman.
Or yay. No, not yay.
No, he's too off the rails. That's the thing. I love him, but it's too off the rails. Like, it wouldn't be. He sometimes goes past the point of being entertaining anymore.
Is it about Yang?
Yeah.
I think that he got rejected from Parler. Remember, he was going to buy Parler, and he was locked in. The deal was in the pipes, and then Parler said nope.
Could have been a Nazi thing, yeah. You know? I mean, that can drive people away. I mean, it's one thing to be a Christian who's advocating all these things, but then you go out there and you say that, you know, Jews should forgive Hitler and most Christians, and I think Parler was a Christian platform. I know Gab is.
Could be.
But most Christians are going to say, you know what, I don't think we see eye to eye on this.
Regarding the Elon Musk poll, I mean, he definitely comes off as impulsive, but at the same time, he also comes off as calculating. Meaning that,
who?
I don't think Elon Musk, I don't think he would have put up this poll without a plan for what to do if the answer is yes, you must resign.
It better
right?
not like be Grimes.
He's got something that he wants to do here. Now, maybe he already has a CEO in mind. You know, maybe he's going to put one of his best buddies in charge of it. So essentially, it'll, you know, make no particular change to Twitter. Or maybe he is really going to look at options here. You have Edward Snowden. Mark came in here during the break to let me know that Edward Snowden has apparently stepped up as a potential CEO of Twitter. And if you think about it, the dude probably could use some work, right? Like, he's in Russia. I'm sure he's taken some consulting gigs or whatever. But, I mean, how much work can you really get as an American escapee in Russia?
I suspect Edward Snowden is accepting cryptocurrency donations.
That's what he actually says. He says, I take payment in Bitcoin. That was his response to Elon Musk's post about, quote, this is Musk saying, the question is not finding a CEO. The question is finding a CEO who can keep Twitter alive. And Snowden says, I take payment in Bitcoin. So it sounds to me like he's throwing his hat in the ring.
And I suspect that Snowden has received a significant amount of Bitcoin donations from libertarians who support him.
He's probably living comfortably.
Yeah, he's probably not hurting. But I agree Edward Snowden is a good choice. I would like to see Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning working together, and Julian Assange. Might as well give them the trifecta, all three CEOs.
Chelsea Manning is also dating Grimes.
That's
awkward.
It's going to be, some
Musk, be the bigger person and make Chelsea Manning CEO. Be the bigger man. I couldn't resist.
unless he doesn't care that she's dating Grimes, because he seems to be kind of not monogamous. Like, him and Azalea Banks and Grimes used to be a throuple. And I would way rather have Azalea Banks own Twitter. Well, then again,
I don't know who that is. Is that a singer or something?
She's a rapper.
So
yeah, but a dude, it's one thing for a dude to be not monogamous when it comes to multiple women.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for them to be monogamous when it comes to someone else having sex with their girlfriend.
Baby daddy, yeah. I think they had two babies.
Is Chelsea Manning, does she have any, specs as far as her knowledge is concerned?
I don't know.
I mean, all she's sort of known for is being in the military and coming out with, you know, the truth about what the military did. So,
principles. She's willing to pay a price.
She's not a libertarian, though.
No, but she's willing to pay a price for what she believes.
That's true.
And I respect that.
But Snowden's like a tech guy, right? Like, he did contracting for the NSA.
That's why I was going to say, I'd be surprised if he's not doing some secret white hat hacking.
Snowden?
Yeah, you were saying, I bet he doesn't have money, and I was saying...
No, Arya makes a good point that he... I was just saying I didn't think he had, a job.
I meant to say a job, not money.
Yeah. But I just don't know if Chelsea's got the chops to be, a tech CEO. Snowden,
I'm not sure Musk has any tech experience as well.
He's just got money and knows how to spend it.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up... The term, I had never heard it before, kidults. We've talked about adult children before, people who don't grow up.
Are you kidulting me?
They don't move out of their parents' basement, that kind of thing. They're 40 years old. They're still living at home with their folks. And we're going to talk about their buying habits coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.